Okay.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How you
Hey,
doing?
what's going on, Perez? How's it going?
I'm here, brother. I think this is gonna be a nice one, cause we've done some research, but we want to go ahead and dive in. I wanted to talk to you about the Stellar situation that's been going on Twitter. So why don't you go ahead and explain that? Cause I know you brought that topic up a little while ago.
Okay.
I want to kind of like dig into that. So let's.
Okay.
Do you remember the Phoenix? You know the Phoenix, right? The bird, big bird with the little sign, the Phoenix for the XRP.
Yeah, I do. Right here.
And you look at that. You had it up. It was based on the discussion, right?
Yep. Pulled right up, man. Pulled right up. The discussion, it's getting a lot of attention right now with the Phoenix. Little discussion earlier with the...
That's an old picture, too.
Yeah, 1988. I believe it was September. Sorry about that. 1988 from January. Indeed. So, I mean, it's definitely an older picture.
Who created that in 1988? We should dive into that.
That's a good conversation piece right there, because this was a very famous picture.
Yeah. Let's find out.
A very edgy picture, you know?
Yeah, let's find out who created that. Hold on.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You search and I'll search. How about that?
Okay. We'll do that right now. 1988.
Let's see if we can connect the dots, maybe connect it to something. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Okay. Definitely not looking for a river, Phoenix.
1988. What's the famous? I think it popped up. There we go. 1988.
Yeah, there we go.
Phoenix bird. And then who actually created that? That would be interesting if it's somebody that we know.
Yeah, that is interesting.
1988 Phoenix.
Phoenix mythology, Wikipedia.
Phoenix creation.
Or these are a little bit different, but Phoenix in ancient Greek myth lore. A phoenix is a long-lived bird that cyclically regenerates or is otherwise born again. Associated with the sun, a phoenix obtains new life by arising from the ashes of its predecessor. Some legends say it dies in a show of flames and combustion, others that it simply dies and decomposes before being born again. Most accounts say that it lived for 500 years before rebirth. But that's the gist of it. The phoenix could symbolize renewal in general, as well as the sun, time, the empire, metempsychosis, consecration, resurrection, life in the heavenly.
The Economist. I have this page open here. The Economist. So it would be okay. Now that you gave the explanation of the phoenix, but what? Wait a minute. There are coincidences in life. Sometimes dates of the events. Perfect plan. Okay, let's see what I come up with. Wait a second. 1988. David Schwartz filed a patent. 1988. David Schwartz. Didn't David Schwartz do the patent on 1988?
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it 1988 or was it 1980? Because I'm sure you've told me 19 before prior 1980 is what you said.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure that it came out in 1988.
All right, let's see. David Schwartz. Patent. You're confident or pretty confident 1988? Let's see. It's starting to pull up already.
The patent dates.
Patents. There you go. Patents assigned to David Schwartz.
1988. Yo,
you are right. 1988.
So this picture was created exactly 1988. Okay. So that's one coincidence. And now that we're touching bases on that, when I did the Ethereum explanation, the overview, I remember that one of the creators was around that time, and his name was
Nick, what was his name? Nick, I don't know. Let me look for it. Hold on.
And you're talking about Nick Szabo?
Yeah, that guy. Nick Szabo.
Okay.
Nick Szabo, when was it that he created the actual smart contract? And can you find that article? Can you pull it up?
I just started actually learning about him earlier. I don't know a whole lot on him. I'll let you tell me a little bit more about him.
Well, when I did my research, they pretty much just said that that he was using the he was studying to create a ledger or a smart contract, and then he came up with the idea for the smart contract. But I'm pretty sure it was like 1997 from my research, and he was a cryptographer. What is a cryptographer? Can you explain to me what a cryptographer is?
I can. Cryptography itself is the art of writing or solving codes.
Okay, so he actually studied computer science. He studied law. So what would that mean? Wouldn't that mean like he was studying code for crypto? I mean, like crypto for technology, pretty much. And then based off of law, because he does have, if I can remember correctly, he did study law as well. So wouldn't that be like coincidence? I don't know. Let's dig into it. Go to Nick Szabo and see what you find on him.
I did pull up just to have the complete definition of the cryptographer. Someone who develops algorithms, ciphers, and security systems to encrypt sensitive information and provide privacy for people and corporations. Encryption was once and used solely for military purposes, but in today's world, encryption is needed for all kinds of uses.
Okay, so I'm going to write this down because before we get too deep into it, because I want to be able to write this in the description. This is going crazy. So we got Joel Katz, right?
Joel Katz, okay.
Which we pinned it to the Phoenix. And now we're doing our research on Nick, the creator of the smart contract. And really, the smart contract is what every single crypto is based off of. So this is getting interesting. This is how you're able to do it on a decentralized blockchain, which at the time they didn't even, what was a blockchain? So
yeah, exactly.
Let's dive into that before my head blows up. Hold on. So we got Joel Katz, Phoenix, Nick, the one that created the contracts.
Nick Szabo.
Uh-huh. When was it that he started doing, read a little more about Nick Szabo because I'm not.
Okay. Let me go into Nick Szabo.
I want you to pop it up, since you have control of the actual screen.
Okay, I did pull up his Wikipedia. That's what I was trying to learn. I didn't know him as well as you did. Only through you, I'm trying to learn a little bit about him. Nick Szabo is a computer scientist, a legal scholar, and cryptographer known for his research in digital contracts and digital currency. He graduated from the University of Washington in 1989 with a degree.
Okay.
Same timeline. With a degree in computer science. Same timeline.
This is where it gets a little crazy. Okay. Whew, you're blowing me up. Hold on. I don't even know. I need some coffee or something right now. Hold on. All right. So Joel Katz comes out with an idea that's similar to a blockchain based off of computers. Never did he say it was a blockchain, right?
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
The picture of the Phoenix comes out at the same time. Then you have this kid, Nick, that he's basically a cryptographer. That's what he studies, or that's what he wants to study, according to that article, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Law and what else?
He's in for law and computer science.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So do you think maybe they're acquainted? Because it's too much of a coincidence. You have Joel Katz who comes out with the paper, the patent.
Sorry about that.
Then you have the Phoenix being drawn out. A year later, you have a guy named Nick who's going to invent smart contracts. And this was, when was it that he created that? The smart contracts. If I can remember, I think it was 1997, but go ahead and double check.
I will pull it up. They do have the phase and concept of smart contracts was developed by Szabo, with the goal of bringing what he calls the highly evolved practices of contract law and practice to the design of electronic commerce protocols between strangers on the internet. Smart contracts are a major feature of cryptocurrency and the programming language.
That's insane. That's insane. Okay, so we got a guy that created the so-called smart contracts. A blockchain would have never worked without the smart contracts. And that's what every crypto is based off of. So now that we know that.
Should I pull that up? Should I pull up blockchain?
Yes.
Just to get a definition of that while we're here having that discussion.
Yes. And no, actually, if you could pull up Joel Katz's patent. Do you have Joel Katz's patent by any chance?
I did just pull that up. Right here, patents. Let's see. Is this the actual
patent? Okay, so now if you could read that out loud. No, up top. Right there. That right there. Can you read that out loud?
You bet. The patents assigned to David Schwartz Enterprise, Inc., the abstract, a multi-level distributed computer system for distributed processing preferably includes a plurality of personal computers. A task inputted to the system is divided into a plurality of portions. As many of the portions are possible are distributed for processing on the lowest level of the system. Those portions unprocessed on the lowest level are distributed for processing on the next lowest level. Remaining unprocessed portions of the task are distributed to available computers on a successively higher levels of the system until all of the tasks have been distributed for processing.
Okay.
And that does...
when did they call that? This is insane. This is like deep dive. To like the fucking max. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. To the beep.
Max. You're taking us back to the beginning, Barres.
Yeah. You know, I'm so glad we're doing this. And I knew this. You were the perfect guy to do this with. Okay. The Phoenix is done. We got the guy who's creating the smart the smart contracts, which he started university for that in 89. Why are they so close together? 89. So Satoshi Nakamoto, what is it that they, because they came out with Bitcoin first. So please give me a detail of when did this happen? Was it 2000?
For the first Bitcoin?
First Bitcoin to pop out in the market.
Let's pull it up. You know, I don't know the exact answer to that.
Well, we're about to find out. Shit. No.
Bitcoin. But I think you're onto something here, man. This is getting really exciting. Bitcoin. Here we go. Satoshi Nakamoto.
Satoshi Nakamoto. What does it say about him?
Let's go into.
Let's hear the whatever story, because we don't know who this guy is.
But you know, let's. That's a good question. I pulled up the. Sorry, let me slow this down here. Let's go back. I pulled up Bitcoin, but I think you're onto something hot there with the Nakamoto. Instead, let's learn about him first. Because this is getting pretty interesting. Is this the picture of the guy?
Look at this. It's supposedly, this is crazy. Look, so supposedly he was born, well, I see it on your screen, in 1975. So let's say he was born 1975. How old would he have been? 1975. Let's
click on that really quick. Oh, did I lose his picture by doing that?
It doesn't matter because that's not the real picture, and we all know that.
Yeah.
It's not the real person.
True. That's true.
Is based on this is all pretty much, from my belief, this was made up. So
yeah, I agree with you.
This can lead us to where we want to be.
I agree with you on that.
So
okay, let's see. If he was born in 75, is that what you're trying to figure out by 1988?
1975. Yeah. How old would he have been?
That's getting interesting right there. That's a good point. If you're in 1988 and you just subtract 1975.
What does that give you?
What are you talking? Like 13 years old?
13?
Yeah.
Okay. And dude, what are you getting from this? Because I'm just like.
This is getting a little interesting. This is something I've never done. I've never really pulled up Satoshi Nakamoto on this.
So let's read a little bit and see if we can maybe dig something out. But that's interesting. I wrote it down. 1975, he was supposedly 44 years old, right? Then you have 1988, which was when Joe Katz took out the patent, right?
Yep.
You have 1989, which was when the smart contract was
Nick Szabo.
When Nick Szabo was going into school.
Yes.
School.
Let me pull that up real quick. He actually graduated in 1989.
No, he did not.
That's what it says. He graduated from University of Washington in 1989.
God, no. That's insane. No, that can't be.
Yeah, he didn't go to school. He was actually getting out of school.
That literally blew my mind. Okay, so you have Joe Katz, who did the patent in 1988. This guy graduates 1989. They come out with the patent in 1997.
Okay.
Do you think that Joe Katz and him worked on it in order for it to actually bloom 1997 as something that they created but didn't really want to mention names?
There's got to be a connection there.
It has to be too coincidental. It is way too much coincidence. Like
patent in 1988.
Hold on. What year was Joe Katz born?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know that either. Let's pull him up. Man, you're on fire tonight.
Yo, you said deep dive. We're going to go deep dive. We're documenting, like CKJ would say, we're documenting our journey.
CKJ is the deep dive doctor.
Is this? That's for sure. That's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's definitely not the Joe Katz in quotation, David Schwartz. Let me see.
David Schwartz. So why don't you put...
Maybe with Ripple?
If you put a Ripple there. Like that?
Let's just separate it. We're even going to find his birthday.
We will. We have to look. Why don't you put David Schwartz Ripple
Let's
birthday?
See what this is. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Let me see if I can put you. Go ahead. I'll see if I can
I'm going to do what you just said. Okay. Let's go back to that. David Schwartz birth date. And let's just.
And I know I sent them a birthday comment, but so I could probably pull it up. But.
Oh yeah, but that's not going to give us a date. That'll be the day. Let's see, David Schwartz. Let's see what this says. I'm pulling up a page right now. For some reason, this is more like his career history that I'm finding. Not so much as
Ripple $1 trillion man Forbes. Okay, no.
Okay.
Bloomberg link.
Let me know if you get on your end. I'll keep going over here. See David Schwartz.
This has way too much of a coincidence. It's so crazy, man. It is so crazy. Hold on.
And that is pretty interesting. I mean, you have David Schwartz patent 1988. You have Nick Szabo graduating in 1989.
The Phoenix came out in fucking 1988.
Yeah, the Phoenix.
Yo, that's insane. It's like
the same year.
Okay. So, how's that even possible? That's crazy. All right. It's possible, but it's like, if this was planned out.
Yeah, it's getting very coincidental.
It is, and it's like insane because, okay, you got the creator of the, okay, well, what else do you need for a blockchain? You have the computer system that Joe Katz created with the patent, right?
Okay.
Then you have Nick graduating 1989, knowing all this crap.
A year later, not going to school, but getting out of school.
how convenient that this guy, Nick, nobody really knows who he is unless you're talking about smart contracts. Who really digs into smart contracts? Nobody. So the only reason I found out about it was because of Ethereum, and Ethereum's number two ranked. So you have number one Bitcoin, and then you have number two Ethereum. Oh, what a coincidence. So what is that? What does that stand for? Two people?
Yeah, man. I think you're onto something here.
Is that what that stands for? Two people. So you have the two ranked. Remember, they're talking code, right? They're talking code. That's what we study.
Cryptography.
So anything that you go by is going to be by code. So you got the top one and two, which people already know is Bitcoin and Ethereum, and it's always been like that. It hasn't changed. So you got Bitcoin. Then you have Nick and those. So you got the creator of blockchain. You got the creator of decentralized smart contracts, which run on autoplay. And number three, you have their creation. If you think about it, put them both together.
Yeah.
You get XRP.
Oh yeah.
What's XRP? Rank number three, right?
Yeah. And it's still at number three.
It's being read like a book.
Yeah. I think you're figuring this out here, man.
I really hope so, because I want to give everybody an answer. That would be great. This will be the $1 million video.
You know, the Satoshi Nakamoto, though. Let's go back to that for a minute.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let me see if I can pull that up. I can't find the David Schwartz off. Right, just one moment. I want to come back to Satoshi Nakamoto for
great.
A second.
This is great. Yo, I got to give it to you, brother. Like,
let's go into this for a second. Let's just define this for anyone who's new. Because, I mean, I even myself, I've never really pulled him up, to be honest. I mean, you associate Bitcoin's Satoshi Nakamoto. It is what it is.
That's why they say two heads better than one, right?
Yep,
two heads better.
That's true. Okay, so let's go into it. Satoshi Nakamoto, off of Wikipedia, is the name used by the presumed pseudonymous.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. We finally
Maximus
got
Maximus Aurelius Monachinus. Let's go. Keep going.
Okay, let's go. Presumed pseudonymous. Person or persons. And see, that's interesting. They wrote right there.
Oh my God, bro. That's ridiculous.
Who developed Bitcoin?
Time out.
Okay, go ahead.
So persons.
Pausing right here.
Persons. Or person. This is stupid crazy. Okay, so let's say how can we input if we wanted to create a name for somebody? They even like go together. Satoshi Nakamoto. Like, what do you think?
And you know what? While you're thinking, give me 1 second. The word that stumped me, pseudonymous, a pseudonym or alias is a name that a person or group assumes for a particular purpose, which can differ from their first or true name, an orthonym. The term is not used when a new name entirely replaces an individual's own. So no. That word, there has to be a reason even I got stumped on that.
Hold on. Can you stump me with that word one more time? Well, I'm writing this down. Hold on. What is... Woo! This is crazy. Okay.
The pseudonymous. Would you like me to...
Yes,
you want the definition?
Spell it out for me because, you know, I didn't create blockchain, so go ahead.
Okay. Here's the word. P-S-E-U-D-O-N. Uh-huh. Y-M-O-U-S. Pseudonymous. And I think I just missed that spelling bee. I couldn't even pronounce it. But I think it's a good stumbling block right there because
it doesn't matter, brother. It doesn't matter, really, honestly. As long as we got it down.
Pseudonymous.
All right. So pseudonymous. What does it stand for again?
It stands for... It's a pseudonym or alias is a name that a person or group assumes for a particular purpose, which can differ from their first or true name.
Holy moly. So what are you intaking on this? What do you think about this?
You know what? I mean, I'm thinking
like this is going to be a good one. This is what I'm thinking.
Here's what I'm thinking. Listening to you, it's easier to kind of sit back and hear it. Never really considered it too much before, but I'm hearing Satoshi Nakamoto. He was born April 5th, 1975, age 44, as they say in parentheses, claimed. What I find interesting in that, which I've never settled, I mean, if you're coming out with...
Wait, I can see something from here.
Go ahead. Go right ahead. Dive in.
Didn't we just lose Southeast Asia to Stellar?
Southeast Asia to Stellar. With you're talking about with the Plaid?
No, with Lined.
With Line.
Remember, they didn't. Well, we don't know if they lost it to Stellar, but Stellar did. From my research, they took over Southeast Asia, right? You also have that they delisted XRP, correct?
Okay. Yes.
Where's is Satoshi Nakamoto from?
Yeah, supposedly Japan.
Okay, I just saw that right now. I just wanted to. It could be coincidence, but. This is sounding too crazy.
Okay.
Then we're gonna double check that Phoenix. We're gonna take a double look at it.
Okay. Right?
So keep going. Sorry, I had to say that.
No, that's okay. I dive in anytime. We'll pause wherever we need to pause.
Jesus.
Okay, we figure he was born in 1975.
What was going on in Japan in 1975?
I don't know. That's a good question. You should research that. Can we pull it up now?
Yeah. Just real quick, just an overview of what was going on in history, maybe.
Japan.
1975.
In 75.
This could be code.
1975 in Japan. Wikipedia.
Okay, 1975. Emperor, blah, blah, blah.
Hirohito, secretary. President, House of Representatives. Okay, let's go down. I'm going to go down to the events.
Expo Okinawa. Tennis championship. There has to be a code in here because why would they make up a guy and specifically say 1975?
Oh, you know what? What was his birth date? April 5th, 1975 in Japan.
April.
Anything standing out before we switch off of that?
Wait.
Miss International, Japanese National Railway, Osaka. International Airport of Itami.
Japanese National Railway. Oscar Japan records reward held. Record awards,
right? It says something about record down there. You see that? December 31st. Okay, I just want to overview.
What did it say? The 17th annual.
Took place at the Imperial Garden Theater in Chiyoda.
Or televised. Wait, so. When did the TV come out?
You want me to pop another one?
Yeah. When was the TV? Because I don't. It's 1975. Did they have TVs back then?
I don't even know. Yes. Let's see.
You got me thinking. Wikipedia has.
I like it. Keep thinking, man. This is exciting. Television became available in crude experimental forms in the 1920s.
So what was the populace? How many people actually had the TVs back then?
Let's see. I'm still going through because this one really quick.
Maybe they took the idea of creating some sort of technology that would connect. You know what? Let's not even go this far. Let's go to internet. When did the internet come out? I want to know if Bill Gates has anything to do with this.
All right, let's check. Go off 1975 Japan. Internet. It did say a person or a group of persons. Internet Wikipedia. This is getting exciting, man.
Yeah, it is. 1980s, 1990, are you freaking kidding me right now?
Internet was widely used by academia in the 1980s. Commercialization incorporated its services and technologies into virtually every aspect of
life. Who created it, though? Who created it? Who really created it? Like, who took out
You know what? Okay, let's go back to this.
Because look, 1980, the computer and the internet comes out, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have 1988, he comes out with a patent. So who created the internet?
Yeah, that's getting interesting. Right here, there is a sentence that's catching my attention going off of your direction. Here it says, actually, I'm going to read through two sentences really quick. The primary precursor network, the ARPANET, initially served as a backbone for interconnection of regional, academic, and military networks in the 1980s. The funding of the National Science Foundation Network as a new backbone in the 1980s.
National what?
National Science Foundation Network. And you know what? Something we just learned too with Nick Szabo. Let's see. Let's read this really quick. National Science Foundation Network. The NSF.
We need to research the NSF. That's what we need to do. But not right now. Not right now. Keep going with this.
Okay.
This is going crazy.
This says, was a program of coordinated evolving projects sponsored by the National Science Foundation, the NSF, from 1985 to 1995. And we did learn something from Chris Larson with that today. I'll come back to that. To promote advanced research and education networking in the United States, the program created several nationwide backbone. Oh, hold on. I lost it there really quick. 1985 to 1985. Okay, we know that David Schwartz, 1988.
Correct.
We know
The Phoenix came out in 1988.
Yep. Also 1988. We know Nick Szabo graduated
1989.
But let me come back to him really quick, because now that this is popping
computer
up,
science. I mean, if it came out,
if
it became popular in 1990, then in 1980, you have that supposedly it came out. Then 1997 was when the idea was put together. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, I was going back to Nick Szabo. 1989, he graduated with a computer science degree.
That's what I'm saying. How do you get it?
So going back to the Science Foundation Network, I mean, you're learning the same technology right there from the
internet. So you think that he was one of the creators of the internet based off of this?
You know, I don't know, but I know that he was part of the smart contracts, right?
He was part of creating the smart contracts by 1997. He created he developed the idea for it.
And then we know, that's what I was going to come back to. You had Chris Larson saying today on an interview, or at least it was released today. It seemed from the website, it seemed as if it was all recorded and uploaded today. Chris Larson said, basically where we are today, with basically XRP was equivalent to the internet back in 1995 to 1996, which would put it in the same timeline today for XRP as the internet was at that timeline for which you had the Phoenix.
No way. It can't be. This is crazy. So he basically admitted to you think he was part of it? Or maybe he was told, or maybe he just knows information that we don't.
You know, I'm going to pull him up while I think I'm getting close to the same page. Let's pull up Chris Larson really quick.
I think we're narrowing this down to a group of people.
Chris, that doesn't look.
He was born in 1980. So he
isn't the same one. Hold on.
No, it's not the same one. Okay.
Let's see. Let's do Chris Larson.
Ripple.
Well, yeah, let's do some Ripple. Okay,
he was born in 1960.
Okay, see, now that makes him a little bit he
would have been in college.
Yep.
He would have been. Where did he graduate from? Stanford MBA, Angle Investor, Business as Executive. So, okay, what did he study?
Let's see. Let's go into it a little bit. Let's just see what Wikipedia says. Chris Larson, born 1960. A business executive and angel investor, best known for co-founding several Silicon Valley technology startups, including one based on peer-to-peer lending. In 1996, he co-founded the online mortgage lender eLoan, and during his tenure as CEO, eLoan became the first company to freely provide consumers the FICO credit scores. By 2000, eLoan's market value was estimated at $1 billion USD, and Larson left the company when it sold to Banco Popular in 2005. And you know what?
Banco Popular is the bank in Puerto Rico. It's a bank in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, my aunt works she's actually retired already, but she retired from that bank.
You know? Very interesting. I remember that coming up earlier too in some Ripple research I did the past few weeks. That's interesting.
Hold on, there's something about Swift in there. What does it say about Swift?
Let's see, Swift.
Such as SIBO Swift's flagship conference or something?
Oh, he appeared as a speaker at the industry events at the SIBO. That was Swift's flagship conference and written articles for publications such as American Banker. And he's a board member of the advisor for organizations such as Credit Karma,
which developed electronic privacy. It says something about he co-founded the company Ripple, Ripple Labs Inc., which developed Ripple. So he's a creator. He's one of the creators.
I guess so.
So now we have three. Okay. Whoa. So we got. when did Nick Szabo die? Is he still alive?
Let's go back. Nick Szabo, I think. I don't see any dates as far as like, I believe he's still alive. Let's scroll down a little slow. I'll try not to make it too fast. Because I know you're watching on that side.
Wait. Whoa. In 1988, Zappa designed a mechanism for a decentralized digital currency he called BitGold.
Oh, man. We didn't even scroll down to this.
Bro, what the
Oh, my goodness.
These are the
Bitcoin speculation. Bitcoin speculation already.
No. We got this. This fucking guy with Joe Katz, and then you have Chris Larson, which is cutting the deals with Swift, and he's the one that's showing face and shaking hands. Now, this is crazy. We have the group that pretty much invented fucking Bitcoin.
Okay, so you have Satoshi Nakamoto.
Nick
Szabo. Satoshi Nakamoto and Nick Szabo. You have these cryptographers. You know, maybe it's a blend of these guys' names here.
Who the hell was studying this shit back then? Like, if you think about it, if computers became popular in 1990, why would you be intrigued in studying something that has to do with computers? And in 1989 was when the guy graduated from school. It seems like when the idea of the internet the internet, right?
Yeah.
When the idea of the internet started, it might have even been Nick. That these guys have been going because remember, maybe he worked with the government to stay. I don't know. I don't know what this is. This is like really deep. It really is like insane.
You know, I didn't even scroll down to this. BitGold in 1998.
And he came up with the ledger in 1997. And then
that's crazy.
The one who came out with the patent was Joe Katz. So now we have two ball players.
All right, so these guys have to know each other.
They have to know each other. They has to be. Because
there's no, that's too big of a coincidence.
Wait. 1988 was when he came out with the compute, with the so-called blockchain, right? Idea. It wasn't like fruition, it was idea. So then the internet came out. So Joe Katz, if he came out with that idea, that means he was already fucking smart as shit and he was already in something, right?
Yeah, he's definitely smart for sure.
Okay.
He likes his riddles, but so, I think that's part of a cryptographer. They love those codes.
So if he 1988 he came out with that and the internet was when it became popular, it was beyond him, meaning in 1990. And then you said that it came out what, in the 70s or something?
Well, I keep going back to what was the one we found? Satoshi Nakamoto. I mean, I can't get past it. He would be 13.
Brother.
It doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. You know what I mean? 1988, he's 13 years old. These guys are graduating college.
It's code. It's definitely code. So you have... Yeah, that's insane. That's insane. This is why this is all planned out, guys. I believe. Yeah. Look at this shit. Absolutely. Who the hell's Nick Szabo? How did I know who the hell... Nobody knew. Like, nobody knows what's really going on. And then we trace it back to the Phoenix and the... And the Joe Katz and coming out with a patent, and then you have BitGold. What the hell's BitGold?
BitGold in 1998,
and not even when Bitcoin came out. Like, this is so stupid right now.
Yeah, I mean, BitGold, Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto, Nick Szabo. I mean, it's getting too it's too coincidental. You know,
it is, and then you said that the
pseudonymous. Let's go back to that. That was a real pseudonymous.
Pseudonymous. Okay, so basically they're practically telling you that it's that. What, say the definition again.
Pseudonymous.
I'm sorry. This is like I gotta take my head off. This is like.
All right. Let me go back to this guy while you're thinking for a second. Woo! This is. I didn't even scroll down to this. I'm not even sure why. Maybe I thought it was the bottom of the page and just stopped there. Didn't even scroll past.
I caught my attention. Like, BitGold, what is that? And then 1988. As soon as I saw 1988, I was like, okay, you gotta click that. You gotta see what the fuck that is.
We didn't even see the last. Let's keep going. Bitcoin speculation. 2008, a mysterious figure who wrote under the name Satoshi Nakamoto released a proposal for Bitcoin. Nakamoto's true identity remained a secret, which led to speculation about a long list of people suspected to be Nakamoto. Although Szabo has repeatedly denied it, people have speculated that he is Nakamoto.
Boom!
What?
Yo, I didn't. We that's didn't. Insane. That's insane. I'm like, yo.
It's even in there. Yo, are you kidding
won.
Me?
We won.
Are you kidding me?
We fucking won. We did this. We uncovered oh my fucking gosh. Nakamoto, bro. You know what? I don't even think we need to go far with this, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
This right here just nailed it to the wall. Now, before we go any further, we have to look at the Phoenix one more time.
I think it is right. Oh, let me find this one. There it is.
Okay. Okay. So by you looking at it right now, right? Let's break down.
Hold on. Okay. Sorry about that. I zoomed in a little too far.
So I know you've talked to me about this before and things that you've thought of. So go ahead and break that down so that I can kind of
wrap. You're talking about the like the XLM XRP breakdown?
Just yeah. I want to see, because this is we're from the XRP community, so we're doing a deep dive to try to figure out how it got into fruition, because this can't be that. This is so much
excuse me, sorry right that. Now.
So much coincidence. So many people. It just seems planned. It seems like it's you know.
Right. My conversation that I was getting into. I can't even remember how the whole thing started, but either which way, the 1988 and what we're going into tonight, oh man, this wasn't even like a thought in my head. But connecting that, it gets even more exciting. All right. Obviously, I'm going to go into a little bit of a change, but it's going to connect. Bitcoin came out. XRP was created. They've always called it Bitcoin 2.0. They said Bitcoin had, they realized the flaw design, so they recreated XRP to be flawless from its design. Connecting back, you know, 1988, this picture came out and it fits literally, you can fit it to today. Even more so today because of the news that came out with the White House, which is even more exciting to me personally. Okay, I'm going to get into this. I didn't mean to get too drawn off on that. But
No, go for it. No, I'm here listening. Look, you know what? What is it? The masters teach and the grasshoppers listen. And you're a master at this. Getting into details with specific things, so I'm learning, brother. You can go ahead and break it down. Break it down for me, please.
All right, I was trying to pull this one up. Let me see if I can pull this up really quick. Before I get into that, hold that thought for 1 second. I can pull this up as quick as possible. All right, here we go. Oh, let me click and zoom this a little bit sideways. I'm almost there. Okay, now I'm ready. Okay, I'm going to connect and show you my conversation today. Realizing this is from 1988, back when Joel Katz, David Schwartz made his patent. Okay, then you have, I don't know if you can see it. Can you see what I'm circling right here?
Yeah. What is that, Stellar sign?
Yeah, there's a Stellar logo. I mean, it looks literally just like on this gold coin.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, think for a second, open your mind. I'm not saying this is, but this is
this came
let's,
on.
Let's, add it pause. Up for today. Pause. This pause. This logo looks just like this Stellar, right?
Pause. Is that what is that China down there? What is it? What is that China? Is that the Chinese dollar? What is he standing on?
You know, I didn't even notice that. It's actually
a $5 bill.
Whoa, actually, it's all fiat. It's a blend in there. I see a U.S. dollar right there. I didn't even notice that. Now you're going into keep going into these deep dives.
Well, no, it's just that I keep seeing things and then.
I don't even know. Is that China, Japan? Now you're getting more. You got me more interested. I didn't even go that deep.
What about the, do you know of any, anything major that might've happened, like a fire or something recently?
Okay. Let me finish this and it'll connect to that. Okay. Well, if you go into and you look at the Stellar logo, it looks like this. We know the Phoenix is connecting back to XRP. Then you have the go back Stellar, but it's going to run on top of the XRP. We just had the Stellar burn 50% of its supply. If I'm looking at these pictures, I mean, we're
holy
just.
Holy moly moly. Yo, that's a sign looks, right there. That's crazy.
See, it looks like it's burning half of those currency right there.
So basically,
so if you're burning half of that supply, and then you have a gold-backed Stellar running on like a XRP.
Okay, eliminate all of that.
Is that a chain? Resorting is a chain around the neck? Isn't that blockchain, maybe?
It's what I would think of.
Okay. Hold on. We're getting into this. What is he wearing on his head? What can you pin that to?
Now that I didn't think about.
Okay, we need to figure out what the hell's on his head, because is that the government? Is that like does that stand for like a one person rule, or what does it stand for?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. But I will add to what just came out in the news today. Judy Shelton of Virginia is to be a member of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System for the remainder of a 14-year term, expiring in January 31st, 2024. And what did she say in a semi-recent video? She would love to have, that she supported a gold-backed currency in a cryptocurrency kind of way.
Wait. Sorry, I had to interrupt. Offensive foul. Before we get any further, I haven't seen that. So can you show us the video?
Let me see.
Do you have it pulled up, or because I haven't really seen it. So
I don't have it pulled up. Let me see.
Is there any way you can?
Give me a moment. Let me see. Let's see if I can pull this up. Yeah, this picture came off the XRP Yoda page. Let's see. Let's go here. I think I can find it this way. Going into... Actually, yes, I can find it right here.
Okay, can you play that so I can see what you're talking about?
Because I bet.
I don't even know who this lady is. You just pretty much put me on game on that.
Okay, here's what it is. This is the lady who is now in for the next 14 years. Give me a second. I'll get some sound going here. I'm going to rewind it. Okay, you ready for this one?
Go for it.
Okay, here we go.
I can't hear it. I can barely hear it. Can you put the volume up? On your laptop?
Did you hear that?
What? Yeah.
You heard her?
No. You have to put the volume up on your laptop so that it comes out of your speakers, yeah.
Okay, you couldn't hear that at all?
No.
I see. It's super loud over here. Wait a second. Let me figure this.
Let me go to your page. I'll play it.
Okay. Can you do it on your side?
I could do it on my side. I just got to look you up.
Okay.
What post was it? Your last or...
It was one of the recent. It's going to say something about a gold standard in a cryptocurrency kind of way. Near the top.
Gold standard. I'm looking for it. A gold standard. I found it. Okay. So let's hear this out.
So you can make plans, and under a gold standard, you did have that stability, and I think that's what's missing. And so I like the idea of a gold standard. I mean, it could be used in a very cryptocurrency way. The point is, do you have a unified money system so that when you talk about the international marketplace, everyone is playing on a level monetary playing field? And it's very important to have a
rule of Okay. when was this lady born, and where does she come from? What are her roots?
Oh, no, that's a good question.
I need to find out. Let's look that up, because right now this is so much information that my head is just banging right now.
Oh man, you're on a roll. I'm not gonna lie,
this is a tag team, because you're giving me current information and I'm just coming up with ideas to pin something down. Because we need to know this in order, if you really want to talk. See, my thing is that you know what they say, the whole Jumantra and everything? My thing works off of the research behind the people, because people are not that complex, you know, when it comes to that. It's all coding. If you make it as simple, people won't see it. If you make it difficult, people will search it, you know? That's my theory.
Okay, here we go. Oh, you know, it's pretty interesting. She just, I guess she was nominated a little while ago, but it's just official today. I was going to say it's already on the Wikipedia that Trump announced on July 2nd, 2019, that he would nominate Shelton to the Fed, but the nomination has not yet been sent to the U.S. Senate. And as of today, she is the choice. She is the nominee.
Okay.
She was born, I just saw it. Let me go back because it was right in front of my face. 1954, so she's 66.
66 years old, okay.
I think that was around...
What university?
Ooh,
Portland State University?
Do you see it?
It says the University of Utah and the Portland State University. What did she study? What was her major?
Let's go into that and see if it offers. Okay, their early life and education. Portland State University. Oh, Bachelor of Science in Education. That doesn't necessarily mean the
science. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because science and education, how do you come up with a computer?
Education of course, science, 3 to 7 years in the institution education system.
Because remember, computer science is a branch of science itself.
That's true. That's true. I just pulled it up, Science with Education. Whoop, hold on. I thought maybe that was a top right there. A Bachelor of Science and Education degree, the BSCED, is a degree awarded to students who complete the 4 to 5 year course of study in the field of science, major and minor in general biology, chemistry, physics, and mathematics. So you have science, physics, and mathematics, which could all be useful, definitely in the blockchain.
Not even in the blockchain. I think this is more towards the marketing side of it, or because if you think about it, she's a political figure. So she's a political figure that knows biology. Like, what? Like, these people don't have to do anything. All they have to do is lie to you, you know? So
yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But it seems like she knows in the background how to deal with this aspect because she studied science. So if you were to put her as a figure in control of this situation, she would be able to do the screen. Maybe it might be cryptocurrency. But her bachelor's is in science, so she would know exactly what cryptocurrency is and how to map it together, how to put it together. So it's kind of like she's brushing it off. Like, yeah, we can use it for cryptocurrencies. Like, if she's in finance, which is what is it that they're appointing her to?
She is the. Let's pull it. I have it right here, really quick.
What's the title? What's her title?
Her title is she's a member of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System.
So why would you put a scientist in there? Like somebody that majored in science.
I wonder.
I'm just trying to pin this together. I it doesn't have to mean anything. It could just be.
Yeah.
But she's the one that's pretty much gonna foretell, because how many years is she gonna be in this?
14.
Okay, so if she's going to be in it for 14 years, it's like the perfect time to put her in charge of a project like that.
Yeah, I'm going to pull that up while we're talking. White House, let's go straight to the White House updates. That way you can see this too.
Can you continue talking to them? I'm going to go grab a little bit of water because I'm
okay.
Super dry. And then I'll get back. Let me know what you find out. I'll be right back.
All right, I'll just go into the article a little bit.
Go ahead.
President Donald J. Trump announces intent to nominate individuals to key administration posts. Today, President Donald J. Trump announced his intent to nominate the following individuals to key positions in his administration. Judy Sheldon of Virginia to be a member of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System for the remainder of a 14-year term expiring January 31st, 2024. Dr. Judy Sheldon most recently served as a U.S. Executive Director of the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. The United States Senate confirmed her by voice vote in 2018. Dr. Sheldon previously served as Chairman of the National Endowment for Democracy in 2017, having served as Vice Chairman from 2010 to 2014. And on the board from 2005 to 2014. She was also a founding member of Empower America and a staff economist for for the National Commission on Economic Growth and Tax Reform, chaired by Jack Kemp, from 1995 to 1996. Dr. Sheldon began her career at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, serving from 1985 to 1995. She is the author of The Coming Soviet Crash. Now, that's a whole other thing. I don't know if you're where you can hear me at all. I'll come back to that just in case you're not near the room. Gorbachev's desperate pursuit of credit in Western financial markets and money meltdown, restoring order to the global currency system. Dr. Sheldon earned her BS from Portland State University and her MBA and PhD in business administration from the University of Utah. So those two things are actually pretty interesting. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I'm going to keep going with my thought on this. The coming Soviet crash, and then you have restoring order to the global currency. Could you hear any of that at all? The last thing I said?
I couldn't hear anything. No. But before you do that, I was just wanting to let everybody know and let you know that I'm going to go grab a coffee. I just didn't want to come back without. So continue with your article, and then I'll be back.
Okay. Really quick, I'm going to tell you before you take off. I did find two things that I found interesting. She has an article of restoring order to the global currency system. And she actually is the author of The Coming Crash.
No, she's not.
Coming Soviet Crash.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what it says. What? But again, she got her BS from the Portland State University, her MBA and PhD in business administration from the University of Utah. But
she has two majors.
Yeah, two majors. But restoring order to the global currency system. How about that one? And now she wants to back the global currency with gold in a cryptocurrency way.
So, yeah, that's insane. When did she come out with that book?
I don't know if it said in there.
Because it would be crazy if it came out in 1988.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
I would literally just end the video right here and just pass out. Because this is insane.
Let me just see if I can pull that out.
Is she the one that created the Phoenix?
I'm not sure on that one yet. But again, I mean, think of what just happened in the news. Are you aware?
No, what?
I know you're aware, but let's go. The Russian government just resigned.
Pause.
This is interesting.
Look, V-Chain, do you see V-Chain? Sorry, I just saw this. This is crazy. See where it says vice chairman? Vice chairman. Now spell V-Chain.
V-Chain, vice chairman. Oh, man. We got V-Chain, vice chairman, Satoshi Nakamoto, Nick Szabo. I mean, these are starting to rhyme a little bit here.
It's driving me crazy. I'll be right back.
Go ahead. I'm going to pull this up while you're looking. This is something I'm not really looked into. Let's just see. See if we can find her book really quick. That would be interesting. It'd actually be kind of funny if it... it'd be funny if she came out in 1988. All right, let's see. The Coming Pursuit. Is this her book here? Let's just see. Oh, man. Is that the book? 1989? I was assuming. All right. I can't get that one, too. Let's see.
Okay. I'm back.
I have a... You want to hear an interesting date on this one?
I do. What do you got?
Oh, man. Do you remember what year Nick Szabo graduated?
1989.
That's what year this book came out.
No. No.
Oh, man.
Yo,
1989.
No fucking way.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. Let me see if I can pull up another one. But Hold on, let's see. There's another one down here. Let me just double check. The one at the first one I pulled up, seriously, said 1989. No joke.
Please, please look into it and make sure that that's true, because they,
I want to double check, because this one, I saw something down here.
I don't even know anything about this lady. Like, to pin that down to her, it's crazy.
See, they're coming. Yeah, there it is, right there, 1989.
what exact date?
This is a more detailed. This is a better article on her.
This has nothing to look. This has nothing. Look at that. What does it say about
right there?
Okay,
1989.
Okay. What does it say about 1985 through 1985? Appointed senior what is it? Researcher fellow.
Yeah. Research fellow.
1985 through 1995. Then you had the ledger come out. And, well, this is something else, but this is when she was actually appointed senior researcher fellow. Where?
I don't know. It just said she was named a Hoover Scholar. I guess it's Stanford University.
What's a Hoover Scholar? Can we pin that down to any other people?
Let's see.
We need to find other universities and see how they interconnect. Maybe they had a field trip together and decided to be friends and high five each other. What's going on here? I don't know.
I think you could get a bigger cup there, man.
I had to. We're going big. We just found crazy information. If I don't do this, forget about it.
All right, you're going to make me want a cup of coffee here.
Well, you should get one.
All right, let's see. Let me put it back on this page.
Hold on, you want
to
sit?
Are you going to be able to? Oh, thank you. At least, you know, if I could smell it, that would be good too. All right, that's the next thing.
And it's
all right,
peppermint mocha. It's peppermint mocha.
All right, here I got another one for all the technology people out there. If we can send a text and get it instantly, now thanks to these guys at Ripple, we can send money instantly. Now I want to smell that coffee.
Jesus, okay.
I'm just totally kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. Everything's based off of quote-unquote imagination.
That's true. All right, I'm going to leave it there. Give me a sec. I'll run and make a cup too.
Go for it.
All right, you good with this?
Am I good with this? Yeah, I honestly just want to shut my dog down. So, stop. Hey.
All right, give me a sec. I'll be back.
Oh, go for it. What do you want? Sorry, guys. This is pretty intense. First time I go on with Digital Assets Daily, and we've found out so much information through a deep dive that it's insane. So from what I've written down, we have, I'm really excited about this. So we have Joe Katz. Invented the patent for what we consider the blockchain today. Nick Szabo's graduated in 1989, right? He created the smart contracts. You cannot have a decentralized system without it having, you can't call it a blockchain without it having smart contracts, really. So then you have these two. And then Nick Szabo's invented something called the Bit Gold. Okay. Then we found out that there's already a drama going on behind Nick Szabo. Then we have, okay, so the patent, 1988. We have the graduation, 1989. We have the internet being popular in 1990. These people were, Nick had a, his major was computer science, law. What does law mean? Follow the rules, right? And then he had the create. Oh God, it's like he was. I feel like these people created what we know now to be Bitcoin as a group. But how, you can't pin them down when you're trying to separate and everybody make. God, I don't know. And the Phoenix. I think we already know who created this, and I think we know where this is going. You have Joe Katz, who worked for the government. Then all of a sudden, he comes out with a patent. So they knew about the internet way before it actually was recorded that it came out, if you really think about it. How many years did he have to work there? And how did he know about it if it came out? What? Like, 1990 was when it became popular. In the 80s. So they knew about the internet before, prior. And then Szabo, 1989, graduating computing science. Like, it seems like they had technology that was already advanced, and they had already taken a look at it.
Right, brother, I'm back.
Yeah, I was just explaining how all this is insane, because for this to work, you have to acknowledge the fact that they knew about computers way before we even thought about computers, because you got a guy who creates something, a formula that's based around computing. You have the computers didn't become popular till 1990. It goes all the way back to, like, what, 1970? So how did Joe Katz gain all the knowledge to create this? This has to be the secret. They had computers already. They had to have a platform to build it on. They say he graduated in 1989. So what, he saw technology from the future?
Well, that's true. I didn't think of it that way either.
And then you have the Phoenix and all that stuff coming out. That, what was it? The guy that created it was like, oh, we need to take out a picture today because this is going to be like. Then you have this lady who comes out with, well, I don't even know this lady. I've never seen her face in my life. You know what we need to research? Christine Lagarde. What the fuck does she have to do with all this shit? Excuse my French, but this is not for kids. This is for adults only, all right?
Adults only show.
Yeah. Because honestly, I'm sorry that I have to curse, but this is insane. It's just, there's no way of holding me back right now.
I'm going to pull her up while we're talking. Christine, Madame Lagarde. That's okay, a French politician and lawyer serving as president of the ECB.
What did she graduate from? What school did she go to? That's what I want to know, because if she was a... When did they meet? World War II? Like, World War I? Like, they had babies or something? What's going on here? Let's match these up.
Where did her birth date go? Oh, there we go. January 1st, 1956. Wow, about the same age as the rest of them. Her history is all France. Ministry of Agriculture and Fishing, Commerce, Finance and Industry. First woman to become the finance minister of a G8 economy. And the only woman as of 2019. First woman to head the ECB and the first woman to head the IMF. Noted antitrust and labor lawyer. Antitrust. When I hear antitrust, start thinking internet stuff. So, first female chair of a major international law firm, Baker & McKenzie. Basically, she's the first female of everything in her life, you know? Seriously, I mean, like, first female of this, first female of that. So, I mean, she's pretty, she's a trendsetter, man. Changed history.
Maybe, well, where did she study? What university?
For some reason, I haven't found that yet.
How much have we recorded?
I don't even know.
I don't know either. It just doesn't say anything. Just, I could either stop it or, I don't know. But okay, I just wanted to know. But it's okay. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm curious. July 5th, 2011, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. It doesn't, I'm not really finding anything. Oh, here we go. It still keeps going down. Those always feel like an end of a page to me. That's what happened before the Nakamoto guy. Nick Szabo. Let's see, early life and education. Let's see, she was a swimming team after her baccalaureate in 1973. She went on to, she went on an American Field Service scholarship to the
University of Maryland?
No way, yeah, bro.
It does say Maryland. Bethesda, Maryland. Maryland.
Yo, you think Peru Crypto is involved in this too? Jesus, no, I'm kidding about that, but
all right, Peru, where are you at, man?
Where are you at, Peru? We need to talk to you, buddy.
What's Peru's birthday?
Jesus Christ. I don't know. I'm not gonna state all that. But I think my boy is an insider. Just kidding, guys, just kidding. But Maryland, but I mean, hey, she came to the US. You know, this is like a Euro, she's a Euro. Like she's
from France.
Her whole career wasn't it based off of Europe? U.S. Capitol and representative during her years in the United States, Lagarde worked as an intern for the U.S. Capitol. And look at that shit. Like,
yeah,
of course they're all connected. They work for the same goddamn government.
Same people, yeah.
This is like every time they see each other, like, hey, what up, babe? What up? Yo, yo. Like, what's going on here? Trump, what about Trump? What school did Trump graduate from? I need to know what's going on here. Did they all,
you know what? Before we're going to Trump, yeah, I'm actually really curious on Brad Garlinghouse.
Oh, BG.
Because BG, I mean, they seem to be really
like, let's do it. I'm
good friends, you know, like casual, good acquaintance, or however you want to label that. Not incorrectly. I don't mean any kind of a bad way. Friendly, like someone you've known a while, someone you're happy to see in that sense. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to see if I see something. Hold on.
Let's see. 1971.
At Ventures. Look. You think Ventures related? Venture might be related. I don't know. It says At Ventures. Oh, I knew there was something in that hat of his. I knew there was a reason.
Oh, there we go, Venture. You're all tangled up in this now too.
And CKJ, by the time we said, "Oh, we know who the inventors are," his chair just rocked up and then flew to the moon.
Oh no!
Tell you,
I'm going to the moon.
No, he went to the moon already. We were able to break down right now.
I will say, the first letter of that word is a C, and then I found a K.
Right, yeah, there it is. Keep going.
Oh, where's the J?
There's a J
somewhere in there.
Hold on. He might be related. We find the J in there. He might be related. There's a J right there.
Oh, he's connected.
On the references. Here we go.
There it is. Oh, there it is right there.
Yep. He knows the code. He knows the code. He's the one giving us the information.
Uh-huh. CKJ's in on this.
All right. That's a shout out to CKJ and Peru Crypto. Keep it going, Venture.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Keep going.
Oh, let's see. Where were we at?
All right, guys. We kind of took off, but we're having fun with this.
We're having fun, man. We're having fun. It's already been an exciting night. Let's see.
We could stop the video.
Okay.
And continue and make a part two.
Okay.
We got to see what they tell us, what the crowd feeds off of this. If they like it, then we'll make a number two. If they don't, then we'll make a number two anyway, you know?
No, that's how you no, that's marketing. If you like it, we'll make a number two. If you don't, we'll make a two anyway.
For those of you that did like it. And then you can come see the so-called shit show. No. But yeah, this is where we're gonna leave it off, guys. And I had a ton of fun.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, we had a good time.
So we DAD, I knew you were an insider, bro. Smash the like, the subscribe, the notification bell. For DAD, we've gone way deep in this, and I don't want to give you a 2-hour video either. So
oh, yeah, that's true.
We're gonna go ahead and pause it here. Please leave what you thought in the comments.
Right now, leave some comments.
My mind's blown away, and we're gonna see if we continue to do some research and bring you some more content. But how did you feel about it, brother?
You know, this was kind of it turned into something like gigantic here. It started out, you know, we had fun. You know what I mean? We definitely had fun the whole time.
I have the notes, so it's not going nowhere. We could definitely take this another day where we're refreshed. Maybe we might come up with a better conclusion, a hypothesis.
Or maybe take it on a whole other serious level.
An educated guess.
Although this has been very fun, though.
I know. But look. Because after this, it only gets better. But we'll leave it off. All right, guys. Have a good night.
Good night.